your patience. And I hope you can stay on for the extra hour, and we will start from the beginning. So, Caroline, you want to do the meditation again?
Did the audience hear the meditation or not? Well,
it was quite distorted.
Okay.
I would say the energy work is already flowing to everyone. Yeah. And what we did in that meditation was to take in the light of a beautiful pillar of divine light, of whichever ray you're drawn to. Could be the ruby gold, could be the rose ray, the emerald green ray if you're seeking healing, divine gold. It could be whatever ray you're drawn to, and that's just pouring down through all of your energy systems and through the crown chakra. And in that meditation, what we did was we rose up through that beautiful pillar of light, and find that we're in the higher realms and surrounded by the ascended masters. And one ascended master in particular comes forward to work with you. And this could be anyone, you may or may not know their name, could be any of the ascended masters. And they just touch you very lightly on the top of your head, your crown chakra, and the sixth chakra, the third eye, and very lightly, just with their fingertips, the heart chakra, right around the high heart area, which is around the collarbone. And they're just blessing you by assisting you in releasing something you have thought was yourself, but which is not you. It's been an intrusion. It's been an interference. It's something added to you that you just took on in third dimensional density, maybe to survive. Maybe it was false teaching, but they're assisting you in releasing that. And this is one big reason why we go into this beautiful, slow, full, deep breathing, of breathing in through the nose with mouth closed. And when you're ready, breathing out through the open mouth with a ha sound. Or maybe breathing out through with the lips kind of puckered like you were going to whistle, or breathe out through a tiny little straw. And that particular form of out-breath is really wonderful for releasing density and stress and all kinds of, you might say, shadow that is not you. So every time now as you're breathing out, you're just releasing some density you've been carrying. You might not even have a label for it. You might not know what it is. But right now, just breathe out, and this beautiful ascended master is assisting you in releasing all that density. And then think of some area of your life that you do know is difficult, hard for you. Breathe out. Have a few times where you're breathing in through the nose with mouth closed and then breathing out. And as you're releasing that air, you're releasing that density. And you can image it as a dark cloud or whatever's helpful for you. And then you notice, in addition to this beautiful ascended master working with you, there's a wonderful angel who stepped forward. And they are holding a lovely little child, maybe only 1 or 2 years old. And as you look at that child, you realize, wait a minute, that's me. This is you as a tiny youngster. And what the angel is relaying is that you are accepted, you are loved, you are in a place of safety, you are in a place where whatever you didn't get as a child in this and other lives, in 3D, you're receiving now. And this beautiful angel and this ascended master are just flowing all that love and energy to you. So just open to receive. It's okay if you're not good at imaging. Just sit or lie, however you are, with palms up. And just receive those energies. They're flowing in now, straight into the heart space. Straight into the third eye chakra and the crown chakra. And all that light is filtering down, all that light and beautiful healing energy and beautiful release is filtering down to the rest of your being. So every cell in your being and every particle of your spirit, all of your energy bodies, shining a little brighter because they've just released something that isn't you. Maybe you were told it was you, but it isn't. And they've just taken on a new measure of love and reassurance and encouragement that you always look for, but it never seemed to be there. So over the next few days, you might notice some shifts and changes. It's important right now we drink a lot of water. A lot of people are feeling thirstier than usual and also more tired or headachy than usual. We need to be drinking a lot of water, getting more rest where possible, and allowing ourselves the vulnerability of this time on this earth. Because, you know, I'll give you quickly my energy update. It feels chaotic, but we all love to say there's the chaos of divine birth, divine renewal, divine creation. When this earth was first made, probably everything didn't look neat and clean to begin with. And through her history, she certainly has seen some disruption. And that's okay. The climate disruption that Rama reminds us about, the consciousness shifting and the conflict, all of this stuff rising up to the surface, we're going to have to deal with it. And as we're dealing with what we see in the earth, we're doing our own shadow work. We're breathing out and releasing everything that isn't us and loving all those parts of our psyche that we were told over and over in one life or another, oh, that's evil. You got to repress that. Oh, that's bad. Oh, you shouldn't be like that. You know, I was raised this way. Honestly, I heard should and shouldn't more often than I heard my own name. So I understand if anybody was raised in that atmosphere, no worries, you're not alone in that. But we're here to release all this. You're not bad or wrong. You're just a work in progress. You're a beautiful work of art in progress. That's all. That's allowed. So I'm going to pass the talking stick back to Ramantara and just stay in this beautiful receptive state for as long as you'd like. And when you're ready, come back fully into your body, stretching arms and legs and just allowing that these beautiful beings are working with you for as long as you and your higher self would like. So, all righty, Ramantara, we'll pass the talking stick back to you. And apologies to our viewers about the technical glitches. In these days, I don't think anyone's surprised. Everything seems to be upside down sometimes, but we're all still here.
Thank you, Caroline.
Greetings.
Greetings, everyone. We're here. And you're there. And thank you, Don, for correcting the glitch in the system. So let's pass the talking stick to Micah. Micah, what do you have to share with us today?
Thank you, Tara, and greetings to all of our listeners from around the planet and throughout the cosmos. You know, what has been and always has helped me navigate through choppy waters? It's music. Music moves the soul. Music will change your mood and energy in a heartbeat. Music is so precious. I highly encourage everyone to put on their favorite music and play it on some really nice speakers so you can really feel it in your soul. Lately, my favorite music artists are called Vibe Chemistry. Look them up on YouTube. Vibe Chemistry. Art is also right up there with music to move your heart, mind, and soul into beauty. I have a friend that is kind of like a lioness, and she is the most amazing artist I've ever seen. She creates these cosmic masterpieces in like hours in a night, and her art needs to be seen by the world because It changes you in such a positive and beautiful way just by looking at it. It's hard to describe in words. Once she finally gets her website going, I'll be honored to share it with all of our listeners throughout the planet and the cosmos. So I've also studied divine alchemy, which is creating the life you want to live based on your thoughts and actions, for over a quarter century now. And through many, many life lessons, probably actually lifetimes of lessons, I've experienced and seen how this works. Love is the only thing that is real, and bliss is the highest frequency you can achieve. We all have a choice on what we create, do, and be in our lives. We are the director, producer, and main actor of our movie that is our life. So if we have a choice in every single moment, what we want to feel in that very moment, why would we choose anything other than love and positivity? Why? You know, like, so that means no matter what happens in each and every moment, we have to react to that energy in the moment in a positive only way, in an only positive way. For example, you get a flat tire driving down the road. Instead of reacting with a bunch of swear words and negativity or negative energy, rejoice instead. Try that. Thank you, Creator. I'm not sure why this happened yet. However, I already know it's for my highest good. Maybe I'm being saved from an accident down the road, or maybe I'm going to meet someone fantastic and beautiful because I got this flat tire. I don't know yet, but I'm already grateful in advance. And then the most important key to this divine alchemy is to be in a constant state of gratitude, being grateful in advance for all the blessings that are coming your way. And you have zero doubt. This is what they don't tell you in The Secret and all these law of attraction books and everything. They don't tell you this one. It's you got to have zero doubt, like not even a speck or a fraction of a speck of doubt, that everything is happening in your life for your greatest good. And the most beneficial outcome, just like one of our, Caroline interviewed that gentleman, and he was all about please give me the most beneficial outcome for all concerned. So this is what I have understood and learned to be as the flow state. And I highly recommend putting it into practice. And with that, I pass the talking stick back to you, Tara and Rama.
Excellent points. Thank you so much, Micah. Yeah, that was Tom T. Moore who taught us the most benevolent outcome prayers. And then we had Ken Elliott on last week.
Most benevolent. Oh, thank you, Caroline. Forgive me. I thought it was most beneficial, but that's even better. Benevolent.
No, that's fine. Don't worry, Micah, because I think that you got the most beneficial outcome phrase from Ken Elliott, who wrote Manifesting 1-2-3. So,
that's right. The last one. I know. I have to get that book, by the way. Thank you for bringing him on our show as well, Caroline.
Yeah, so great. So you're on the right track, no worries. Yeah.
I thank you very much.
Okie doke. So Raman, Tara, okay, we'll pass that talking stick to you.
I was thinking I'll just give out some phone numbers here as people want to join in this conversation. How's that? So this is Station two today.
Station. No, one.
Oh, station one. Yes. Okay. So the numbers are, there's two of them. 888-627-6008. I'll repeat that. 888-627-6008. And the second number is 323-744-4831. Again, 323-744-4831. Feel free to join the conversation. We always love that. It's really wonderful. There's everybody's got something in their hearts to share. So thank you as you decide to call in. All right. So I pass this talking stick to Penny. Here it comes, Penny.
Okay, thanks, Tara.
You're welcome.
I just, having recently joined the choir, I want to support Micah. I know he was talking about arts in general, but music is, he used the word precious. I had a conversation with our accompanist yesterday, and we were talking about music, and I mentioned the spiritual aspect to it. And he's quite a bit taller than me, and he looked down at me and he said, "That's why I do it." And I just grinned back at him because it's so obvious that that's what he is. You know, he always has a smile. His eyes are always alight, and he can do anything. He's also a terrific pianist, and he's worked with choirs and singing groups for probably as long as he's been playing the piano. He's terrific. So I found a brother under the skin, and I looked at him and I said, "Oh, good. You know, I don't have to worry about not saying anything about Len being here." He says, "No, don't have to worry about it." So I was practically skipping down the aisle back to my seat. It was great, you know. So there's lots of benefits to singing in a choir besides the actual singing itself. So I just want to say that. It's I'm just so glad I'm back singing. I'm not happy with the idea that my range is not back, but I think that, well, I know it will come in due course. And I also want to say, and maybe this is just a logical follow-on, that I've been feeling a lot better over the last week or so. And it has to do with the music, and it also has to do with the changes coming. I've been feeling like a tight spring, taut, you know, all wound up and just ready to blow at any minute now. And it's beginning to ease off too, because I know something's happening. And anyhow, thanks to Tara, I got a link to a piece of writing from the family of Tegeta, and the speaker who wrote this is called Akatu, and it's about psychopaths and soul plans. And it's not really a downer. It's just a different way. It's a different way of looking about at psychopaths. He seems to be saying that they don't necessarily come in with the plan to be negative, but that it's developed fairly quickly after they come into what he calls living with false identities. And I think that's a wonderful phrase for saying what we are all doing, living with false identities. We are not what we look like and who we say we are. We are, in fact, light bodies, and we are love and compassion. And so it was just a turn of phrase that I really, I had to stop for a minute and think, what is he saying there? But that is the fact that all of us are living with false identities. But he talks about, and he he talks about what a psychopath is, somebody with no conscience who will harm others and find pleasure in it. That's a big difference. And a sociopath and a narcissist are on the same spectrum of ego projection and deflection. But reaching the extreme momentum of a psychopath brings murder, dictatorship, and human suffering. And in fact, that's what we're living through, the results of all of that attitude at the moment. And by the way, this is a writing in a series of writing, because the family of Tegeta say that we share continually of the importance of choosing thoughts of high frequencies as a method of changing perspectives and outcomes. And in fact, that's what Caroline has just led us through, how we change how we look at things. And then he says what is an outcome of what Caroline was saying too. Indeed, you are creating your life moment by moment. With intention and fortitude, most humans, he says, move forward with lessons learned. Many aspects are repeated, as falling down and getting back up are necessary for some who are stubborn. Present company accepted, of course. The soul is perfect in essence, and while darkness is never a plan when entering duality, it is allowed in the scope of free will. And then he goes on to discuss the creation and movement of psychopaths. So this is a sentence that's pretty interesting. Shakespeare has said that all of life's a stage, and all the men and women on it merely players. And he brings up that idea with a very specific reason for saying it. Each soul, while it may seem to those of high vibrations and light that no being would choose darkness upon arrival to the earth, know in truth, he says, that many gravitate to those in darkness in the established story. Each soul arrives to a stage of actors with the play in full swing. Each actor leaves the stage with the performance still going. Each soul has variables to alter their path. On this stage of life, the actor chooses. And he goes on to say that it's a mishap in choices that lead to darkness. If you see it happening in a child, for example, and you see a child either taking it out on other people or hurting animals, if you can get in and do some corrective measures at that point, you might be able to redirect that energy and vision or perspective. But he goes on to say that if the individual changes his or her perceptions and understanding to obtain power over others at any cost, that path becomes darkness and it spirals out of control, while harming others is worthy of the label of psychopath. A psychopath has no conscience and will harm others and find pleasure in it. A sociopath and narcissist are on the same spectrum. I think I said that one before. And often that a child will never be a full-blown psychopath, but the beginning of the dark journey can be seen when they find pleasure in harming animals or other children. The sadistic method of being will grow and take over the psyche of the individual, if not thwarted immediately. The issue at hand in these circumstances is that family and environment often promote the darkness of the ever-changing child psychopath. And he talks about them coming, the people with those proclivities, taking their lead from the darker ones that are already playing on the stage. And again, you know, we may not be able to stop it, but he's saying they don't come in definitely directly to be dark, but they get led in it very easily, I guess I would be the way to say. And then he goes on, leaving the earth school. Many may wonder how a soul from higher realms could fall so far into darkness. With the ability to have power and strength over others, darkness has corrupted many souls as they live with false identities. When they leave the earth, this is something we've never heard discussed yet. When they leave the earth school, these souls require leadership and teaching in areas of light before returning in any manner to their origin. Their guides, light beings, and souls of high frequencies will take them to rooms of light as they face the darkness of their choices. And he talks that he says there are also souls who are in the lineage of Apish Shekhlio, which is their word for Lucifer. And this again is from the family of Tegera. And these are the people who choose power and corruption as their pleasure. So these tasting darkness when they arrive in form often leads these beings into rituals of sacrifices while hiding out in high offices over countries, hiding out in larger businesses, hiding out in celebrity status, and also hiding out in the elites. So we know about all of those kind of things. And he specifically speaks of elites who make changes concerning large numbers of people. Each being who became dark did it with the beginning of a direction of choice. So we're asked to fear nothing and remember the light that we carry within, and that we should choose wisely and turn away from darkness. So I just thought that was very interesting reading, and just another way to think of what's going to happen to our friends when they get taken up to Dracos and so on. They're in for a lot more than just a trial at the intergalactic level. If they have to sit with rooms full of light, and right now they can't stand light in the least bit, just imagine what kind of trial and torture that's going to be for them too. So anyhow, that's what I've been thinking about over the last couple of days too. So I pass the talking sticks back to you, Taryn Rama.
Very interesting, Penny. Thank you.
Yes.
Penny.
I'll include it in the notes too. So yeah, it's a very interesting writing. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to thank you, Penny, for all you do. It's been amazing.
Yes, you're going to drive me over the edge yet, Tara. And I include you in that, Rama. Yeah.
Ditto.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, now I think it's time for Captain Randy. I pass the talking stick to you.
Oh, he might not be ready.
I'll see how long I can last. Today is one of those days where I don't know if I did too much or whatever, but the systems are wanting to slow down. So,
yeah.
Anyway, like everyone has said, the energies are off the scale. Everything is changing at such a rapid, rapid, rapid rate. Many people don't know what's going on because they've been either drinking the Kool-Aid, which means they're drinking tap water, or they're watching the idiot box. And I always used to tell people, if you want a happy mental lifestyle and you want to change your thoughts and viewpoints of the world, don't listen to the radio on the way to work, don't watch the TV when you get home, and especially don't watch the news before you go to bed. Last night or the last couple nights, I see on YouTube this morning a whole bunch of posts from all the comedians, Stephen Colbert and all the, so the writer's strike must be over, which makes all those people very happy they can get back to work. Who knows what they settled with, Because as we know in the background, there's so many things being hammered out in behind the scenes that affect all of us. But the mainstream, I don't even call them news, because it's actually nothing but propaganda. They can't tell the real stories. They can't tell the real stories. For example, just let me see if I can find this thing I found a few minutes ago. October 13th, 2015, Trudeau said he would tell Putin off to his face if he becomes prime minister. Yet, Putin just called Trudeau an absolute idiot at a meeting. See, all these world leaders, they're getting caught at the stupidity things that they're doing, and they're trying to backpedal, and it's blowing up on their faces. So, like Rama says, stay away from the drama. Let spirit handle that. We should concern ourselves with our health, our happiness, and the environment that we live in. I have noticed in the past couple weeks, any animal interactions I have, they've been greatly enhanced. When I talk to my cats, they look at me now, and they really look at me. And I'll tell them certain things. And they'll acknowledge it and go about their way. Sometimes when Claudia is running around the house meowing, I'll ask her, well, what do you want to do? Do you want to go outside? Do you want to go with Simba under the covers in the bed? And she'll look at me, and she'll either go to the door or go to the bed. And then I'll put her under the covers. Animals understand what we're saying. Because I always talk like I'm talking to people, but at the same time, I'm sending telepathic messages. Everybody who has pets, practice sending your cat a single image or a single word, and then go to two words, and then try to learn how to communicate them in images. Your thoughts are images, and see how you fare in the real world. I pass the talking stick.
That was wonderful, Rani. Short and sweet is absolutely great. And have a good rest so that you can start again in the new day and new energies. And so I think I'm going to pass the talking stick back to you, Caroline, because it's your turn to have something to say. I know you said quite a lot at the beginning, but I think you might have a little more to share.
Well, not too much more, except that it's interesting what Randy was saying about telepathic connection. Sorry, I'm stuttering. Speaking to animals, you know, most people connect with their animals telepathically, but now we're starting to notice it, because something I just channeled, in fact, is about how you and I as humans are becoming increasingly telepathic, just in general, with the universe, with one another, with nature, with animals in general, and learning that our thoughts are energy messages, and that we're sending them out, as we were talking about with Ken Elliott last week. We're sending out these energetic messages, and they are very real, and people with certain abilities, intuitive abilities, can actually see those thoughts forming and can see the thoughts specifically sent to them. And we're beginning to accept this and operate this way. This is a 5D skill, to not have to say something aloud, to not have to think it. I think probably everybody's starting to notice that they might start to have a thought, and then they realize, I don't need to think that with words. I already hold the meaning of it in my heart mind. I already know what it was I was going to say, and I don't need to revert to left brain language in order to express myself all the time. And, you know, Mike was talking about his friend who's an artist, we are so much connecting now to symbols and to images to express ourselves, to tell stories, to understand one another. It's brilliant. We're going beyond the left brain constructs and also understanding the power of our own intention and the energies that that holds. So we're not going to be able to hide our intentions and preferences from people anymore. People are going to just start understanding how somebody feels about something or what they really think about something. They'll understand it intuitively. They'll receive it intuitively, and they won't need a big readout. They won't need the map that is conscious conversation spoken aloud. And that's also always been a way that people were politely hiding their own preferences or not too politely trying to manipulate one another. All that's just going away. Forget it. We're going to be seeing one another as we are. And that's what I feel is coming in with these energies right now. And it's interesting, the beautiful things that are happening and the evolvement that's happening, even amidst all this madness, you know, these intense storms and the flooding, New York City, whole parts, Brooklyn, Long Island, et cetera, and even going into Jersey, underwater, under 8, 10, 9, 10 inches of water, JFK Airport, a huge typhoon apparently hit, what is it, Taiwan, Ping Tong in Taiwan yesterday. I mean, this is craziness. You know, roofs flying off into the air, and none of it's accidental. Of course, it's being manipulated, and like the fires. And, you know, we look around and we see all this intense stuff. The Native gentleman, the artist and activist who got shot yesterday, the day before, at a peaceful demonstration in Española, which is where Ram and Tara live and is quite near me. I'm in Santa Fe. Thank God I don't think that he passed away. He was recovering in hospital. But this is just, you know, this is just them flapping their gums and trying to show us they're still in control. And that is laughable. They've lost it. That's why they're behaving so badly. If somebody is still in control, they don't have to pull out all the stops and go nuts and start assaulting the earth or people or whole populations and whole countries. They don't have to do that. Oh, so it's the best and the worst of times, basically. But I'll hand the talking stick back to you, Ramantar. And whatever you want to comment on, I'd love to hear your response about that shooting, because all those protesters or demonstrators were doing in a peaceful way is saying we don't want Oñate's statue reinstated here in town, because the man just slaughtered Native people. He was a Spanish conquistador who slaughtered hundreds and hundreds of people. No, we don't need to celebrate that. And that's going in the wrong direction. So I'm absolutely in agreement with these really lovely activists. And Amy Goodman on democracynow.org was interviewing one young woman who's just such a dear. And yeah, my heart goes out to them. They're doing what they have to do, even when it costs them. So I have to thank them for their bravery. Yeah. So Ramantar, if you want to comment on that and also about this emergency broadcast system stuff that went on yesterday, I'd love to hear your comments on that as well.
What I could say is that, no, we don't need any more statues of white colonists, so to speak, and it all stems from these old timelines that are ending right now as we are currently moving into Satyuga at quantum light speed, and all the animals, all the beings, as Angel Sue says, known and unknown, are here to help us change this right now. And what comes to mind is what Letitia James said in the last day or two. What occurred in the trial. And she basically just said, the Trump show is over. Go home. That's it. You know, And what is, I just can't even, I mean, I won't use the word can't, yet I would say it's highly illogical or improbable to think that somebody such as Donald Trump would go to Washington to try to apply for the Speaker of the House. And I mean, the ridiculousness of this. I just read a story in the last few hours about an Australian billionaire who was, I guess, at Mar-a-Lago, and he was chatting with Trump, and Trump basically spilled the beans about intimate details about the nuclear submarines that are stationed off the coast of Australia.
Whoops.
How many nukes are in each submarine, each destroyer? Uh-huh. Those are classified secrets. I mean, that's high treason mm-hmm. on his face. And the chips are falling. I can just say right now, everything that has been said tonight and talking about the energies, we are in this moment that everything has come to this place where, as we are moving forward with the energies of Sat Yuga, everything unlike Sat Yuga has to come up. And I bring it back to what Graham Hancock talks about, that, you know, 13,000, 12,800 years ago, a piece of Maldek, because there was an interplanetary war, occurred, and pieces of Maldek hit the Earth. This is what caused the flood, Noah's flood. They conveniently put these stories out of the picture and, you know, came up with this false ideology about, I don't even know how to bring the words in except to say that the stories about the ancient creator gods, goddesses, that's all about us, that we are co-creator gods and goddesses of the Most High. And right now all of this is coming to fruition in full circle by the stories that are coming forth, how out of the chaos a bit of order comes into play, because that is the nature of the universe. And it's I can say that what Nassim speaks about in Teresa Boulard is all of us are experiencing these shifts in consciousness, the shifts in the physical realm right here. We just had glitches in the system in order to get on to even talk about this stuff. It is because the electrons, the protons, the force in of itself is saying to us, the energies are going higher. You must rise to the occasion and flow with the energies. Talk to the electrons, the protons, the particles of living love, living light that are pouring in from the sun. This is what's changing our bodies, this planet, everything. And the dark side doesn't want us to become aware of this, because we get our gifts and abilities back as we embrace more love and higher wisdom. On a side note, today there was I don't know if Amy talked about it or others, there was a group of people that were killed in Homs, Syria. And it was about a group of cadets at a military base, and there were drones used, and this story is about, is Israel using drones to hit Syria because Israel wants to stir the pot right at this time, so much so because their system of governance has failed. It is an apartheid system in many ways, just like here. If you're of color, well, you're non-existent. But if you're of a fair colored skin, you fit in with the rest of the folks. And it is horrendous, to say the least. It is about the energies that are pouring in that are so high that are awakening us to the fact that it is all coming to a head. And right at this time, like we started talking about in the very beginning, climate disruption, consciousness being raised to the roof, and conflict. These three things Greg Braden speaks about with the energies that are going on right at this particular time, just like 13,000 years ago, 12,800 years ago, to throw out arbitrary numbers. I don't know if that's correct or not. Graham Hancock talks about those numbers. Other folks fidget with the numbers and twist them, and they don't really want to talk about the interplanetary war that happened just before the flood. And it has to do with this war between the sons and daughters of heaven or the Most High. And we are all part of that story. We all got a part to play in it. It's being played out in living color right now on the floor of Congress, where they can't get one sentence right. And I'm not being facetious. It's real. And they're playing. I mean, it is... I'm watching it. I'm amazed. And at the same time, I know the forces of light are here in unprecedented numbers. Every day, there are so many ships being seen, people being contacted, and more whistleblowers with Dr. Greer are coming forward and talking about what they've experienced, whether they're civilians or military or government officials, of different incidents connecting with different galactic beings. And usually the incidents connected with the military and the government are not so happy stories. And it has to do with the fact that this small rebel band of life forms that I would say chose the dark side. I want to keep this planet xenophobic, where, you know, we don't get to know about the rest of the local universe, yet that plan has been canceled because so many beings from all the different realms are coming in right now. The animals are talking to us and saying, join with us as we heal this with the five elements, earth, air, fire, water, ether. We can change it in an instant. It takes all of us. And at the same time, it only takes one. And just today, the various stories, there was a 5-year-old boy in Israel, Palestine, and Amy talked about this. He died in a bus accident, and it is about the situation going on over there as well as over here, and it is about the number one issue that needs to be brought to conclusion. We are all equal on this planet, whether we're blue or green or yellow or whatever color of the rainbow. In Creator Source's eyes, we are equal. And how we make contact with the rest of the universe is in that consciousness that we're all equal with this. Something I heard today from one of the great teachers is, whether you're having a conversation right here amongst all of us, or there's another conversation going on 40,000 light years across the galaxy or across this universe of Nevadon, it is all happening right in this now moment. And how we stay in that now is the big key, because everything is distracting us in many ways to stay off that one now moment. And what I keep hearing every day, louder and louder and louder, the particles, the electrons, our cells are talking to us, saying, absorb the light coming in from the sun, sit with it, and be in that silence, that radiance, because it'll change your physical body right at this moment. It might sound ridiculous, yet it is true. And I guess I better go read this message here.
I would like to say one more thing.
Yes.
There was an incident in Iran today. It's ongoing, but another young lady, you remember last year, Masa, I can't remember her last name, Masa, she took her headdress off. Uh-huh. Her.
Masa Amini.
Hijab, Masa Amini.
Yeah.
And they, moral police is what they're called. They beat her unconscious and then they put her in a prison. And it wasn't very long that she was in prison. And whatever they did to her in prison, she died in prison.
And I heard about someone else that this happened to today.
Yeah, today, that's what I'm saying. Well, to finish the story back then, I mean, there was these massive protests. This is not normal in Iran. It became so overwhelming. They killed many of them. They just shoot into the crowd, the moral police. Yet when they did that, then there were more people that came, until it was completely overwhelming and the news was right on their case. And it really didn't stop. It got a little less in the news and calmed down, but they did the same thing to this young lady. She took her headdress off and they put her in jail. They had to put her in the hospital for a while. They hurt her so bad.
She was in a coma.
And yeah, she is in a coma. She still is in a coma in jail. And we don't know the outcome, but the news is really on it. There has to be some kind of international law that that's not allowed. And at some point. Something's got to be done on an international level about it. And all the people in Iran are hungry. They don't have enough to eat. Everybody. And anything's possible in this point because the people haven't given up at all. In other words, they know the risk of being in the streets because they get killed. That they're doing it anyway. This is a level of courage that we're watching that's not an ordinary circumstance. And it's the suppression of women and their rights to speak out. And despite all these facts that the government are doing and threatening, the more they threaten, the more the people rise up. So, how can we support this? And what's being asked of all of us is everybody in the whole world can together rise up. And it's happening.
It is.
And it's increasing. And the energies continue to support it. There are higher energies that they've never been here before. So it's really important that we become aware of our neighbors. And so, and there's more things going on at a local level in the United States where many more people are coming together around issues in their local community and people are really getting involved. That's a very, very good sign. So that's just something I wanted to say. So I pass the talking stick to you, Rama. Got something to share with all of us.
Okay, this starts on Friday, the 29th. I received a text message from Mr. X at 1:20 early this afternoon. He said to me, "Greetings, Lord Rama. This drama coming up on October 3rd and 4th, Wednesday and Thursday, is about the so-called EBS test, Emergency Broadcast System. The dark side is playing with big time fear stories that as they activate the EBS test, supposedly a frequency will be sent out to mess with the 5G and create a lethal dose of discordant frequencies to cause a lethal blow to those who have gotten the jab. I can tell you, Lord Rama, all of this is a desperate attempt to create the frequencies of fear. Loosh, this is what the dark side feeds upon. The dark side cannot stand the light that is coming in. It is like the morning light to vampires. They vanish. Leave all of these old Halloween stories alone. It's not even Halloween, it's the 5th. Love will prevail. See you in the light of the most radiant one. Satnam, namaste, blaze of violet fire. This is Monday from His Holiness the Dalai Lama. We need patience to protect our peace of mind, our compassionate mind. Patience is part of our defense, as is forgiveness. Enemies and troublemakers are helpful in that they give us an opportunity to exercise patience and forgiveness. Yeah. And this is Monday. I went up to the Santa Fe ski basin at 11:35 late this morning. I went and sat with 10 deer, 3 crows. They said to me, "The energies are extremely high. Go slow. Take care of yourself." I sat for 45 minutes with the deer and the crows. And then some tourists showed up three little ones saw the deer and got out of the car, started to run towards the deer. The deer vanished at this point. I packed up my crystals and then the phone beeped. It was Sweet Angelique the cat. Sweet Angelique sent me this message from the Pleiadians on Twitter, where they are relating the Pleiadians to Superman. Sweet Angelique continued, to put it simply, Lord Rama, we are these creator goddesses and gods in these legends and stories on Earth, and we are all part of these legends and stories. Meanwhile, the situation on Earth is quickly coming to a conclusion. The dark side can no longer hide our presence. Things are getting better and better. Satnam, Namaste, blaze the violet fire. And this is Tuesday. I went and sat in the plasma field at 10:38 this morning for 30 minutes. The plasma field said to me, Lord Rama, we are very much coming to the end of the old timeline. You are seeing the dark side unravel more and more every day. The energy particles that are coming in are the highest that cosmic law will allow. The dark side is desperate to pull off a false flag event. The only event that is unfolding is the fact that they have lost. Our mission is to send more love. Remember, as you feel more stress, send more love to all the situations. Compassion and kindness is the stuff of the heart, and patience, like His Holiness speaks of. I may be a collection of electrons and protons, yet even particles know love. This is the magic of the universe. See you in the light of the most radiant one. Satnam, Namaste, blaze the violet fire. And this is Natasha. Wednesday, I sat with six deer and three crows at 11:45 late this morning. Then I received a text message from Lady Natasha. She said to me, Lord Rama, I am here in Nidwit Bakil in the Altai region of Siberia. There is an Andromedan base under Lake Bakil, below the surface. Meanwhile, President Xi and the fake Putin, along with the U.S. deep state, want to amp up the fear stories about using nukes at this very moment in Ukraine. We all know Captain Ashtar is here. Whatever is going on, stay in the high heart and blaze the violet fire. I repeat, the energies coming in remain extremely high. I will see you at the tea house very soon. See you at the light of the most radiant one. Satnam, Namaste, blaze the violet fire. And this is today. I sat with 16 deer and 9 crows at 11:09 this morning up near 10,000 waves. They were very alert, watching every move. They telepathically kept saying to me, the energies are so tremendously high. We are watching all the portals. There is a bit of a disturbance in the force. Then I received a text message from Lady Nada, Tom the Ringtail Cat, Larry Curly, and Sweet Angelique the Cat. They all said to me, Lord Rama, we were at Stonehenge at sunrise this morning. They sent me a picture. The portals continue to open for this upcoming new moon, solar eclipse. Things are getting balanced out as we move into Libra. Lady Master Ma'at is here with the 42 attributes of how we ascend into the higher realms. We know we must talk about the bills, paying for basic necessities and paying for BBS radio. One, we require a print cartridge as of yesterday, ASAP. It is $56.98. The Verizon bill for my phone was due yesterday, the 4th, $154 even. The Windstream bill for our computers, also due yesterday on the 4th, is $141.58. These are the bills due right now. We praise, respect, thank, and love you. Then the prospect of paying BBS radio. We owe them for the last 2 weeks of September, $355 for each week. At $305 plus $50 to catch up with last February's bill. The February bill got left unpaid due to $1,000 in our repair bill, plus another $800 or so after that related to the auto repair stuff. Thus, the total for the last 2 weeks in September is $710. Our talk show hosts, BBS Radio, are also burdened with maintenance of their systems, and various breakdowns are inevitable over time. We are a listener-supported program, as it is a requirement that we stay completely out of the system in order to do this important work, which is not appreciated so much by the ones in power who have lost power. Yet, for the highest good of all concerned and in the office of the Christ, all that we need, want, and desire shall continue so that we can do these shows to get the word out of the coming enactment of Nisora Law on a national and then for the world. Let it be done now. All these folks of Faction 3 told us to stay in the high-centered heart energies as we go through these moments leading up to this coming eclipse on Saturday, October 14th, happening at 1:55 p.m. in the afternoon, right on the new moon. We ask everyone to stay in the high heart energies and place the violet fire, Satnam Namaste. And I pass the talking stick back to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, I wanted to mention a few more things, and that I want to kind of repeat that we here and those who are really waking up and those who have been awake for a long time, and this is growing, the community of light is growing. We must do the work. In other words, we keep on saying this, that they are not going to do it for us. And so, and they're observing all the situations going on and making sure that we all know the galactics may not intervene except in a specific case. The prime directive is what it's called. It's called non-intervention in a civilization's development, unless in case of nuclear and or psychic holocaust. And they will intervene. They will not let these things happen. And right now, you might say Ukraine is discussing seriously to use nukes in Ukraine. They're talking about it every moment. They're considering using nukes in Ukraine.
And I would just say, as they are considering these ideas, the galactics will step in, and then things are really going to get interesting, because like Dr. Greer has told us, they will not allow, you know, major extinction level events like that to happen. And I don't know where to go with the rest of that statement, because things are unfolding as we speak. Yet what I'm being told on the inner from all the realms, they are not going to allow such an event to occur, but they are going to push the fear drama with ideas about things to create stuff. In all that they have left to play with is their technologies from Area 51 and some of the other stuff. Not to say that those technologies are not, you know, are non-lethal. Yeah, they are lethal. And at the same time, I don't think it's going to look good for the, you know, this government or the other governments in the world to have, you know, aerial dogfights with UFOs or spaceships. And, you know,
they will lose.
They will lose ultimately. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is not what the people of Earth need for full disclosure and first contact. And there, you know, there are many folks out there that, you know, with all due respect to, you know, some of the folks that have been part of the secret space program or other things that they have experienced, so-called, I don't even know how to describe it other than to say that, you know, when the men in black show up and tell you we got a really great job for you and you're serving your country, you turn around and walk away and say, sir, no, sir. I don't think so.
And watch your back.
And watch your back. Blaze the violet fire. I got to say that there are so many things going on this planet right now where people have seen stuff. Like I said earlier, there are so many whistleblowers chomping at the bit that have talked to Dr. Greer to come forward and say what they have seen, what they've experienced with their families. And to this day, there hasn't been closure and a healing. And this is what needs to happen as we are to have first contact, full disclosure. And I just, you know, what I keep hearing is, you know, they could have ended this a long time ago. They want us to share the wisdom in loving presence, how to heal this. Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is such hatred, let me so love. This is simply how we get there. I pass the talking stick back to you.
Thank you, Rama. I was thinking of another couple of issues. There are 60,000 homeless people in LA alone living on the streets. Now, comparatively speaking, getting through the winter could be possible there. Getting through the winter with 60,000 homeless people in New York or Chicago or Detroit, that doesn't work.
No.
And they are saying we're going to have an extra cold winter.
And there are more houses empty than there are
homeless.
And all the homeless people in this country can be housed comfortably.
Yeah. and they don't need to pay for it either.
No, they don't.
These houses have been sitting there by with nothing in it for years.
Some of these houses are going into, you know, they're falling, returning back to the ground.
Literally. Well, that doesn't help.
No, because they've sat so long and nobody's repaired them, and the bank holds the papers and nobody's doing anything with the banks because they're falling apart too.
Yeah. And then the other issue is that the people coming to the border are coming there because the United States has devastated their countries.
Our foreign policies don't serve the whole. They serve the global elite who are out of money, out of time, out of power. They're not out of love. They can choose love.
Yeah. And President Biden is not doing the right thing.
No.
For a long time, he's just been sending people right back after they walked 2,000 miles, right back to their countries where they don't have anything to eat, they don't have any place to live, and they don't have any money.
Place to buy a fire.
And at some point, this has to end. Again, I was talking to a friend last night. He was just saying, we still got to do the work. And that's true. And it's up to St. Germain to decide when he thinks it's enough people doing the work. Have you heard what St. Germain, anything about what St. Germain's saying, Ron?
I have not yet. What I could say about it is, as we do the divine crease and call in the energies, it changes everything.
It does, along with us doing the work. Right, Roman?
Yes.
I'm hearing Caroline. She's got something to say. I passed the talking stick, Caroline.
Before I fall asleep.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not going to take a whole other hour. We're just doing what we're doing right now.
Yeah. I'm just... excuse me, just very really loving these phrases that Rama and Lady Natasha were sharing about how we're all creator gods, goddesses, and those stories are all about us. Absolutely beautiful. This is what we're reclaiming. So much of what we've been talking about tonight, excuse me, I was channeling, and it's in the YouTube video that I put out today. So I also want to quickly say, if you want to make a donation to Ramantara, rainbowroundtable.net, and go to the donate page. Easy peasy. Yeah, I'll pass the talking stick back.
Thank you. Thank you, Caroline, for saying that.
Yes.
And when Rama was talking to Lady Nada and Sweet Angelique the cat and Tom the cat and Curly and
Larry.
They all said it is really important that we get supported and not to have to worry. And the reason for that is we're the only people on Earth that know the whole story. Ram is the only one that gets to talk directly to these Faction 3 white knights. There's about 44 of them. And Rama has every one of their phone numbers. Nobody else has that. And there's a reason for this, and I'm just going to point it out. Rama is Ashtar's son in training to take that big chair, meaning that Ashtar will get to move up higher, which is what we're learning here is that, yes. Right now, we're moving into the fifth dimension as a collective. There is sixth dimension, seventh, eighth, ninth, and 10th, 11th, 12th, and even 13. That's where Mother Sekhmet sits. And the mother of all that is telling us we are all of that and more. It's been very difficult with the challenge that the whole world has been dealing with. Yet there is a point right now where these ones, by galactic decision, are going to be dealt with from a galactic level. You want to say a little more about that, Rama?
Just the things that have been noticing that are being discussed on the physical level about book burnings and the insanity going on between the right and the left and the issues of equality and these false ideologies that are being put out by the right about fear right now, about people who may be different, even to the point where we have our galactic brothers and sisters walking amongst us today. I mean, they may be sitting with President Biden in the Oval Office or the fake Putin in the Kremlin, whoever that being may be, or there are so many galactic folks walking the earth right now in the physical. They look just like you and me. It is about how the story changes in a good way, because it takes the diversity to create the magic that's unfolding. And I remember this from the beginning as, I don't have a veil about this memory. I remember being on this planet during the time of Atlantis, Lemuria, Pangaea, where we all lived in harmony and balance, yet the seeds of discontent got in there, and it had to do with these brothers and sisters from the galaxies and local universes who wanted to play like creator gods and use their powers and twist the words, twist the energies. And so many different folks bring this up, how they use their gifts and abilities in the wrong way. We are now being taught how to use our gifts and abilities in the right way. And even unto this day, there are still the stories out there of what I don't even know where to take it, except that these life forms know their time's up, send more love, because that's the paradox. We get through it by sending more love, being patient and kind. All we are saying is give peace a chance. I heard that today on the radio, John Lennon. All we are saying is give peace a chance. I pass the talking stick.
Okay, I'm just doing the math just to get it for this month. Again, $710 for last month. And this month, it's, 1 second, I'm just about done, 1,036 for the whole month, and 4 into 10 is 2. Two fours are 8, 8 and 10 is 2, 3, 1. 200 and let's see, 50, just a second, 30, $259 a week. And we're just about, we're on the fifth, in 2 days we'll owe $259. So 710 plus 259 to catch up would be $969. And that means that a whole bunch of people need to contribute. And again, as there are some people in the group that can contribute more, please do. This is a contribution to changing the whole world, to being a peaceful society. And I mean, Rama's been told by Mother many times that the guns won't work. We don't know when, right?
Right.
Yet, as we promote peace more and more in our lives and live that meditative walk, we can live in a meditative state all through the day and into the night too, in our dream time. Keep a journal and whatever comes up, write or create a song or make a poem every day, every day. This is the work. All right. I think it's time to say namaste and time for the music. Are you there, Penny? Are you there, Don?
I'm here. I'm just waiting. You got to put the order in.
To Don.
Yeah. He's got the message.
Don, can you hear us? Are you there? Okay. Let's play the music. We're ready. Thank you, everyone, so much.
Thank you.
Until we meet again. Good. Tomorrow, Friday, is Hard News. Saturday is 10 hours of magnificent sharings from so many magnificent beings. Let's see if we can make that part of our life, too. Nasara now.
I just get wound up, Dawn.